Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Can you tell me with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat,
Republican. And affiliate?
Republican, okay, Republican. Thank you so much. And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all.
Like, vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And, you know, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? You will vote at your polling place on election day, vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or you will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Early voting.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me what is your main racial background? Hispanic, white Caucasian, African-American
Hispanic.
Black? Hispanic, okay, got it. Can you tell me what is your age?
72.
72, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one
I've never heard of none of them.
Well, I'm going to tell you the names.
I just moved out here, so I don't know any of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to mention them just in case. We have Mike Fasano. Then we have Kamala Harris. Then we have Jack Mariano. Then is Gabriel Papadopoulos. Then we have Lisa Jaber. Then is Chris Noko. And we have Christina Fitzpatrick. You don't know any of them?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know them. And even if you had to choose today, you will lean any of the candidates?
No.
Okay, thank you. And if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gabriel Papadopoulos, Christina Fitzpatrick, or Lisa Jaber?
I don't know.
Again, okay. And even if you had to choose today, would you lean any of the candidates?
I really don't know.
Okay. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gina Pinocchiario or Jack Mariano?
I don't know.
Okay. And again, even if you had to choose today, would you lean any of the candidates?
Affirm.
I'm sorry?
I said I will vote for Trump. That's the only one I'm thinking on voting for.
Okay. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jaeger and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks. If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Jaeger, you can indicate that as well.
I haven't.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yes. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A conservative.
And would you say you are somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
13.
13, okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.